looks like a, going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, and you say that the weather is...
Oh.
Clear off or something?
Oh, yes. So, looks like it's going to clear off.
Clear off,
yeah.
That's what we
need. Yeah.
Now, a heavy rain that just lasts a little while, you call that a...
Shower.
And if it's a real, real heavy rain that just washes things away, you call that a...
Deluge.
Oh, or something like mm-hmm. that. And, now when it's got a storm that's got thunder and lightning with it, you call that a...
That would be an electrical storm.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, if the wind was like real high during mm-hmm, the night, mm-hmm. you'd say all night long the wind
blew like a storm.
Yeah.
Or blew and hard or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something like that. And if the wind was coming from like towards Little Rock, you'd say the wind's coming
from the south.
And when it's like lighter, a light kind of rain, it's not raining very hard, just a few drops coming down, you say it's
shower.
And when it's even lighter than that, just a
sprinkle.
Oh, just a, yeah.
Just a sprinkle.
And then when it's just not really coming down, but you just kind of feel it in the air, you say it's a, like a mist or dew
or
something.
Oh, yes.
But it doesn't really fall exactly.
It's just a mist. That'd be right.
Like if you looked out and you couldn't see across the road, you'd say, boy, it sure is.
Yeah, raining hard. No, it's a...
And if it wasn't raining, but it was just so...
Oh, that would be fog.
Yeah, you'd say,
really?
Really
foggy.
Now, if you didn't have any rain for just weeks and weeks, you'd say, boy, we're really having a
drought.
And if the wind had been real strong and started getting weaker and weaker, you'd say the wind was...
Wind was laying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, now, if you went outside like in the morning in the fall, and it was just kind of really cold,
mm-hmm.
you might say, oh, it's just a little bit...
A little bit, I know exactly what that is.
Chili. What about Irish? Have you ever heard
that? That would be one. Uh-huh.
Oh, now, we are now through with everything. All the questions. The only thing that's left is, this is not a test or anything, or this is not a question. At the very end, they have people just count. So I'm just going to ask you to do some, there's different things that have to do with numbers. This is just so they can get this lined up on this paper quarter. And they start, what they do is they start at the end, and then they measure that, the sound level, and they just want this counting stuff, and they'll measure it with that. So just count from 1 to 10.
Just 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. And the number after 19 is...
20.
And after 26 is...
27.
And the number after 69 is
80.
And and also now, if you were talking about talking also about numbers, and you were counting things in order, like if you lined them up in order, you'd say this is the
20th.
Well, just talking at the let's say you had a line of men, and you wanted to, you were lining them up in order and numbering them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the man at the head of the line would be the...
First.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
First.
And then after that would be the...
Mm-hmm. Second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth. Uh-huh.
And going up to ten. Uh-huh.
Oh, you want me to count
them?
Yeah,
I want you to... Uh-huh.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Very good. And if somebody said something more than once, they'd be saying it...
Twice.
And now, just two more things. I want you to go through the months of the year. Just say the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
And now, the days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Very good. That's it.
That is it. Well, I hope
now,
I helped you out.
You helped me. Why, you've been wonderful. I've never...
Well, I'm just so glad I could do it.
You have just...
Well, now listen, would you stand? We're going...